Good morning. So this morning we are reading from Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 through to 17. We're covering your health of your physical earth suit. This is the second section of your basic physical earth suit needs. And we are on the second scripture. And it's really interesting. Satan has really tried to stop this message getting out. And so, Jesus, please help us. Help us to get this properly. Right. So, read verse 17. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife. Now, this sounds like, well, that's kind of like against today's thinking, right? In terms of how men and women are supposed to be equal and all the rest of it. The reality is God has actually created a structure of protection around the woman. And so we're going to go to Numbers chapter 30. We're going to read Numbers chapter 30 so that you're able to get the context of what takes place in the garden, right? And why does God say, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife? So, you've got to understand that God knows that he took Eve from Adam. So he took a part of Adam and created Eve. Adam doesn't have that part anymore. Eve does. And Eve doesn't have all the parts that Adam still has. He's got them. And so they're complementary, right? And they're supposed to work together. She is effectively his dashboard into everything going on spiritually. He's supposed to hear her, commune with her, understand her, walk with her, but he's not supposed to do what she tells him to do, because she is the one picking up what's going on. It's not that he can't pick it up, but he cannot pick it up to the extent that she can. And because of that, you have her, because of that, Adam needs to be her sounding board. She needs to say, I'm hearing this. Needs to be saying, I'm hearing this. And is this right? And he needs to be saying, yes, that is in scripture, that is supported, that is correct. Or he's to be saying, no, that is not correct. That's what's supposed to be happening. Right? Now, how can we confirm this? Well, you go to Numbers chapter 30, and I'm going to read it through. And Moses spake unto the heads of the tribes concerning the children of Israel. Now, remember, you are a Christian because of the promise given to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, and in his name being changed to Israel, that is the promise. And therefore you as a Christian are a part of Israel, part of that promise, right? This the thing which the Lord hath commanded. If a man vow a vow unto the Lord, or swear an oath to bind his soul with a bond, he shall not break his word, he shall do according to all that proceedeth out of his mouth. If a woman also vow a vow unto the Lord, and bind by a bond in her father's house in her youth, and her father hear her vow, and her bond wherewith she hath bound her soul, and her father shall hold his peace at her, then all her vows shall stand, and every bond wherewith she hath bound her soul shall stand. But if her father disallow her in the day that he heareth, not any of her vows or of her bonds wherewith she hath bound her soul shall stand, and the Lord shall forgive her, because her father disallowed her. And if she had at all a husband when she vowed, or uttered aught out of her lips, wherewith she bound her soul, and her husband heard, and held his peace at her in the day that he heard, then her vow shall stand, and her bonds wherewith she bound her soul shall stand. But if her husband, I'm thinking about what we just read, but if her husband disallowed her on the day that he heard, then he shall make her vow which she vowed, and that which she uttered with her lips, wherewith she bound her soul, of none effect, and the Lord shall forgive her. You see, had Adam said no, had Adam said no to Eve, at that point, even though she had eaten herself, God would have forgiven her, because he is her covering. Adam is her covering. Right. Of course, Adam didn't do that. So let's see what happens. But every vow of a widow and of her that is divorced, wherewith they have bound their souls, shall stand against her. And if she vowed in her husband's house, or bound her soul by a bond with an oath, and her husband heard and held his peace at her, disallowed her not, then all her vows shall stand, and every bond wherewith she bound her soul shall stand. But if her husband hath utterly made them void on the day that he heard, whatsoever proceeded out of her lips concerning her vows, or concerning the bond of her soul, remember, eating is also a bond of your soul, right? Concerning the bond of her soul, shall not stand. Her husband hath made them void, and the Lord shall forgive her. Every vow and every binding oath to afflict the soul, her husband may establish it, or her husband may make it void. But if her husband altogether hold his peace at her from day to day, then he establisheth all her vows, or all her bonds, which are upon her. He confirmeth them, because he held his peace at her in the day that he heard. But if he shall anyways make them void after that he hath heard, then he shall bear her iniquity. He shall bear her iniquity. But if he shall anyways make them void after that he hath heard, then he shall bear her iniquity. In other words, she's done wrong. So in other words, Adam, if Adam had said to Eve, Eve, you should not have done that, she will be forgiven, but he will carry the iniquity. You see, that's the covering. That's the covering. She gets off. He still gets nailed. Somebody's got to carry that. Somebody has to carry that. And if you have a look at what Jesus has done as our bridegroom, he's doing exactly what we can see here. He's doing that for us. He is bearing and he has borne. So Jesus is bearing and has borne all of the sins and the iniquity of those who will come to him as his bride. As his bride, he has carried it. That's what's happened here. Somebody had to pay for it. Somebody had to pay for Adam's sin. Adam becomes the bride, and consequently all Christians after Adam and Eve becomes the bride. And then we fall under this protection because Jesus has paid this price. But going back to this stage in what happened with Adam and Eve, verse 15, but if he shall anyways make them void after that he hath heard, then he shall bear her iniquity. Of course, Adam didn't do that. He just left it. These the statutes which the Lord commanded Moses between a man and his wife, between the father and his daughter, in her youth, in her father's house. So, let's start from chapter 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which in the midst of the garden God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. So because God wants us to have a really good life, he's made it very clear what we should and should not do to keep us safe, right? And while we were innocent, we could do things that were wrong, and we were never sinning because we did not know. The minute we disobeyed God, our ancestors, i.e. Adam and Eve, ate of the knowledge of good and evil, we were then sinning against God because we knew what we were doing was wrong. While you're innocent, you can't be guilty. While you have no knowledge of that, you can't be guilty. And when I say you have no knowledge, in this world, ignorance is not an excuse for breaking the law, right? But the reality is that at the beginning, they were ignorant, but they were intentionally made ignorant. And when you make someone ignorant, they cannot be accountable. So it starts from the beginning. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which in the midst of the garden God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods. That's lower G, gods, right? Gods. Knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree good for food, and that it pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Him also eating was the confirmation that he was listening to her rather than to God. Now notice how she looks at life and she looks at what she's doing. She knows that she is his helper. And so she looks from a perspective of how can I be a blessing to my husband? And she looks at this and say, okay, it is good for food, so I can use it to make food or whatever the case is. I don't know how they did in those days. It's pleasant to the eyes. It looks nice. And it's going to make wise. And she's probably not thinking so much about her own desire to be wise. She's probably thinking, being his helper, that this would make him wise as well. Right? She took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. So, here we have the fall of man. Disobedience. And that disobedience has brought so much trauma and trouble into this world. Because as much as we know what evil is, we have the knowledge of the good and evil, but without the blood of Jesus, we do not have the ability to be able to correct things, to make things right. Only Jesus can do that, which is why you actually have no way back out of this excepting through the blood of Jesus. Because this has affected all earth suits from that point onwards forward. Your earth suit cannot be healthy of its own. And when you look at as much as people try to be healthy, and people have defined healthy as something different. They say healthy as being all-rounded healthy, and then they include spiritual. Now, spiritual is the base. Spiritual is the base. You build everything on top of your spiritual. Spiritual is not a segment of your health. It's the base of your health. So let's carry on. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. So they did the best that they could with the knowledge that they had to try and fix the problem that they had. They suddenly perceived was, oh dear, there's a problem, we have a problem. Now I'm also aware that in that innocence, they had clothing. They had spiritual clothing in their innocence. Once they sinned, they lost that spiritual clothing. And then they were naked. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden and in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. The first thing people want to do once they've done something wrong is hide. That's the first thing that they want to do. They don't want to look somebody in the eyes because they know that that person will see that they're lying. Right? And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I naked. You see, fear comes in the moment that you recognize that actually you've sinned, because there's a consequence to that sin. It's why Christians can have real peace, because the consequence to that sin was borne by Jesus. Jesus paid for that price. Christians live at peace. They have peace within them. You know, so many people, they're not Christians, and they go, oh, life is so hard, it's heavy, and I've got this burden on me the whole time. You're not supposed to have that burden. You're supposed to give it to Jesus. He's paid for it. And you're supposed to let go of it. You're supposed to give it to him. And you can only do that when you step inside him. And you can only do that when you give your heart to him and say, Jesus, please, I'm sorry. Help me to restart my life the right way. And that's a bit of a journey, but God walks it with you, right? And you will sense this incredible peace that I'm talking about. But at this point, they moved from peace into fear. Right? So fear was there. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden and in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. Right? Had he not eaten, he could have invoked Numbers 30 to say, I told her no. She has eaten, but I told her no. I told her this was wrong, and I said we're not going to do this. And God would have then forgiven her, because he is her covering. Right? But he didn't. He didn't do that. And so instead, he just blames her. And guys, that is just not a manly thing to do, right? And the Lord God said unto the woman, what this thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. Beguiled, tricked me. Right? Actually, the serpent didn't trick her. The serpent simply asked a question and made a statement. She did it all on her own. Right? Now, why did the serpent not speak to Adam? Well, firstly, Adam had heard directly from God. Eve had heard indirectly. Well, she was part of Adam at the time anyway, so she probably knew from that perspective, and she said that she knew. When the serpent asked, she said that she knew that wasn't right. Right? But she probably didn't hear it directly from God. she would have had the confirmation from Adam to say, listen, you know, because he's got to now introduce her as this additional physical entity. He had to introduce her to everything and show her around, so to speak. And he would have told her this. But even so, the beguilement was, Satan was telling her one thing. The beguilement came from temptations of her own flesh, for which she was not ready. But another reason why Adam did not hear is because the part of Adam that was so connected to everything going on emotionally was in Eve. It was how she was helping him. God did not create a duplicate of Adam and then bring this duplicate to Adam and say, this is Eve, or this is the woman. He took a part of him. So he did not have certain faculties any longer. And there were elements of Adam that Eve absolutely needed to have to make sure that she was not listening to the wrong voices from the spiritual realm. And the serpent knew this. The serpent knew, if I get Eve on her own and tell her this, she's not going to have any way to know the difference. She's not going to see it coming. But if Adam's around, Adam will say, hang on a minute. And this is why husbands and wives need to talk about everything. Wives must not make decisions on their own, because there are parts of the unity of that marriage that she doesn't have. Husbands need to be very careful when making decisions, because there are parts of him which are not there and which are in his wife. And together they need to talk about things, and they need to bring those before the Lord so that these things can be properly discussed and sorted out. Going back to verse 12, and the man said, the woman whom thou gavest with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what this thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle. And remember, cattle are animals. And above every beast of the field, upon thy belly shalt thou go. So when it says upon thy belly, clearly he had legs, right? So no longer. He was a bit of a lizard, not anymore. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and thou shalt and this part of my Bible is torn. The old Bible. Dust, that's the word. And dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. You know, they often say the seed shall crush his head. No, it says it shall bruise thy head. Because Satan's still around. Not crushed, not dead. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. So God is saying, your husband is going to rule over you. In other words, you cannot make decisions on your own. You can't do that. Right? You are too close to the spiritual realm. You're going to hear things he's not going to hear. You cannot make decisions on your own. You need to go to your husband and talk to him about what you're hearing. Verse 17, and unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. This is where it all went wrong. So how do we address health? The basic principle is obedience to God's word. When we obey God, we have health. When we disobey God, we lose health. It's really that simple. Now, God has given us a lot of insight into different things. Now that we have the knowledge of good and evil, we're the ones who have to now work and walk in somewhat of isolation. You know, once you know things, God's expecting you to take those things into consideration, bearing in mind that the world will fill your head with things about not having faith. So be careful about what the world tells you. Right? Be careful about what the world tells you. Don't just believe that that's the truth. Go back to Scripture. Read the Bible. You need to keep reading the Bible. Just Genesis all the way through to Revelation. The way I do it is Genesis to Revelation, Matthew to Revelation, Matthew to Revelation, Matthew to Revelation, Genesis to Revelation, Matthew to Revelation, Matthew to Revelation, Matthew to Revelation, Genesis to Revelation. And that's the way I keep reading the Bible. Now, I do find that the letters of Paul and those ones of application of the church are difficult to get right if you do not know the Old Testament, because you're going to apply today's world's thinking to it. And that's not what Paul was doing. Paul was applying Scripture, i.e. the Old Testament, to everything he was saying. He was speaking on top of the Scripture. If you take the letters and everything else that Paul wrote, and you do it without understanding the Old Testament and all of what was written in it, you are going to mislead people. You're going to mislead yourself. You're going to mislead people. So you need to understand from that perspective. And when you speak about those things, you need to go to the Scriptures that underpin it, explain those Scriptures, and then talk about whatever is in that particular letter from Paul or Peter or James or whatever. That's really important to get your base right. So, in terms of your health, your physical health as a married couple, understand neither of you, husband or wife, have all the story. Each of you is given one part of it. You're supposed to talk to each other. You're supposed to clarify. If you are not married, if you are single, then you need to understand that God will be the other part of you. And you need to be so, so close to Him in terms of your reading of the Bible and the Scripture, your prayer. You still need to be close to Him as a husband and wife. But now, as a married couple, you need to rely on one another's other parts that each other have. And you need to recognize that God has put a structure in place. You know, in today's world, it's all about women need to be treated equally and all the rest. Well, that's from Satan. That's from Satan. We're not supposed to be treated equally in terms of everything. We're different. We have different makeups, different skills, different things. No, we are supposed to be treated complementary. We're supposed to complement one another. It's not about equal. It's not about men doing what women do and women doing what men do. That's not what it's about. That's what Satan wants to do. It's about understanding God has got certain spiritual things that He has given to the man, accountabilities that He's got, and protections that He's got over the woman because of that marriage. The woman is in her father's house. She is protected by her father. And when she leaves her father's house to get married, she moves from there into the protection of her husband. And it's supposed to be that way. She's not supposed to be out on her own without protection. She's not supposed to be like that. I know we live in a very messed up world. Everything is messed up about it. But for the woman who's on her own, God is her husband. God is her covering, and she needs to be close to Him for that. Your physical earthsuit health is entirely dependent on your spiritual walk. Because we now live in a fallen world, and your health will degrade. Your health will certainly degrade. And it's only by the Spirit, it's only by Jesus that you can walk free. Well, guys, not sure what Holy Spirit speaking to you about here. God bless and have an absolutely beautiful day.